The file you are about to hear has been thoroughly scrutinized by the Ethics Committee and approved by the O5 Council for release to trusted associates of the Foundation. This is SCP Unredacted.
Researcher Conwell looked around his office. The few meager possessions he had used to decorate with were now placed in a box on the desk. Conwell let out a deflating sigh. He wanted to say it had been a good run, but if he was being honest with himself, the work he had been doing with SCP-1360 was both frustrating and sickening. Still, he wished he had produced more results. Maybe that way it wouldn't seem like he had failed. Maybe then it wouldn't feel like he had let the poor droid down. A sharp knock at the door shook Conwell out of his daydream.
"It's open," he called.
A short woman with piercing grey eyes and a large smirk entered. Her hair was done up in a bun and a small pair of glasses sat upon her pointed nose. Conwell did his best to hide his disappointment. This woman was Dr. Fremont. Although she was at least 1 foot shorter than him, she always managed to make him feel small. "Relocated again?" she asked. One eyebrow was raised as she peered into the box on the table. Her voice was sweet and concerned, but her lips were curled into a sly smile.
"How'd you guess?" he replied.
Conwell pulled his box of things away from his guest and pretended to rummage through them, hoping to look too busy to talk.
"To what do I owe the pleasure?"
"Where are they sending you?" Fremont asked. Whether she didn't notice his display or didn't care remained to be seen.
"Site 84. Again. What do you want, Fremont?"
"Dr. Thompson made a request to see you. Guess I'm lucky I caught you now, before they shipped you to the Pacific," Fremont chuckled. Conwell's mouth hung slightly open as he attempted to process just how exactly it was that she could be so tactless.
"Why?"
Conwell asked. He had heard about poor Dr. Harold Thompson when he was working with Dr. Johnson, and even met him once in person. Fremont responded with a heavy shrug. "I would like to know that as well. He's been very adamant about seeing you for the past week."
"I thought that Dr. Collins was keeping in touch," Conwell began, pausing when Fremont gave a sharp laugh.
"Greg hasn't paid Harold a visit since Johnson left. Anyway, he's due for another psychological health visit, so I thought I'd throw him a bone with you. Can I tell him you're going to stop by?" Conwell sighed and placed his head in his hands before dragging them down his face. If Fremont was telling the truth, Dr. Thompson had not been visited in almost 3 years and was probably nearing the end of his rope.
"I'm afraid I have to catch a flight and a few more meetings of my own to take care of before I jet. I'm sorry, I wish I could. I really do. I just can't," he said as he shook his head.
Fremont shrugged.
"You're disappointing him, not me. Good luck at the casket garden."
Conwell hung his head and waited for Fremont to leave. The door slammed shut behind her. He then let out another sigh and grabbed his box of things before exiting and turning off the light behind him. Conwell pounded heavily upon the door to Dr. Collins's office. He didn't wait for permission to enter, instead choosing to silently open the door and slide inside the room. The office itself was immaculate, a great deal of foresight appearing to have gone into the placement of everything, down to the pens on the desk. He didn't want to touch anything, lest a curator yell at him for disturbing the exhibit.
"I can assure you that you're doing a good job," Collins said with a small chuckle from the seat at his desk.
He spoke without taking his eyes off the screen on his desktop. Conwell rolled his eyes in response.
"What's on your mind, champ?"
"Cleared out the 1360-1 lab. Are you going to be taking Zach's old office or keeping this one here?"
"I haven't decided yet, but I'm guessing that my office arrangements are not what prompted your visit," Collins replied.
He now peered at Conwell from behind his thick glasses.
"I know you had a hand in me being transferred. That's why they're giving you command over 1360.
I just can't figure out why you did it."
Collins sighed. He looked like a father about to tell his child that he wasn't angry, just disappointed.
"Your enthusiasm for that project was waning long before Johnson left. Kaman was afraid that you were no longer suited to continue to lead the project, so they asked me to keep tabs on you and report what I saw."
Collins then shook his head as he chuckled quietly.
"I mean, Christ, you're a grown man. I'm not going to visit you and tell you that you're doing a good job. No one does that."
"So that's it then? One subpar visit and I'm out of there?" Conwell snapped.
"Cut that out," Collins snapped back. "You know damn well that's not how we do things. You've hated working on the 1360 project for a long time now. Having you continue to serve as PI for that object was both a detriment to you and the research being done on 1360-1. I saw this and pulled what strings I needed to make sure that what needed to be done was done."
Conwell tightened his fist. He imagined bashing in Collins's head with his computer keyboard. Eventually, he regained his composure and placed a large file stack down on the desk.
"All right then, Captain. Here's the wheel. All of Johnson's and my notes on 1360 and Anderson, including the transcript from the attempted sting last week, and all known info on Anderson's models."
Conwell began to make his way towards the exit, but stopped when Collins called out.
"Listen, Jacob, this isn't the first time you've been relocated from a project, and it won't be the last. Hell, I've been moved around many more times than I care to count. The important thing is you remember that these decisions are made by command for a reason. The important thing is being able to move on. Please don't let this come between us in the future. Overall, you've done a good job."
Conwell paused in the doorway and shook his head.
"Dr. Fremont visited me earlier today. Harold wanted to see me. She said you hadn't been by for one of the psychological health visits in almost 3 years. You should think about swinging by there if you get the chance."
Conwell then silently passed into the hallway, allowing the door to quietly swing shut behind him. Collins waited for the door to close before he smiled and quietly thought to himself,
"Anderson, integration successful and infiltration now complete. I have obtained complete command of number 31, awaiting further instructions. Saker number 76.
Collins waited for a second as his programming confirmed the message had been received. He then whistled as he got back to work. Dr. Harold Thompson slowly made his way over the threshold of his cell, returning from another round of testing. What once used to be a tan, athletic man was now pale and gaunt. While the years of his incarceration had been unpleasant, it was those 3 years after his friend, Dr. Johnson, had left that appeared to have been the hardest yet. Two security officers stood behind him, casually watching for him to make any move resembling an escape attempt. 8 years of stellar behavior on Harold's part, however, allowed them to relax ever so slightly. It also helped that his hands were not only covered by thick leather gloves, but also bound together by thick restraints.
"Hold the door for a moment,"
Dr. Fremont's honey-lathered voice called out as she appeared from behind the security officers.
"Good job today, Harold. We'll continue the tests in 2 days. Tomorrow is going to be your psychological health visit."
"I see." Harold kept his back to his captors as he spoke. "Researcher Conwell?"
"I'm afraid it will just be me again," Fremont said with a melancholy smile. "Conwell is being relocated to another facility."
"And Greg?" Harold began but was quickly interrupted.
"I'm afraid I still can't get a hold of him. He's a busy man. I'm sure you understand."
"I can't even imagine," Harold mumbled, fidgeting with his hands as he spoke.
The officers gave a slight nervous glance at each other, then looked back at Fremont. She rolled her eyes and held up a hand as she signaled them to close the door. As the door began to slide shut, Harold's bare hand suddenly reached through, yanking the security officer into the door's track. The officer let out a sudden gasp, and in the next instant was solid marble.
"No, no, 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 no!"
Fremont shouted as Harold turned to her. She attempted to run toward the alarm but was quickly overtaken. Harold had lunged and knocked her to the ground.
his hand was firmly wrapped around her ankle. The room was silent as Harold got back to his feet and brushed himself off. He quickly undid his restraints, grabbed one of the security officer's pistols and pass cards, and cloaked himself in Dr. Fremont's lab coat. He took a few moments to look himself over in a mirror. Provided he didn't draw too much attention to himself, he felt that it would be easy enough traversing the short distance to Dr. Collins's office. Blending in as a Foundation researcher wouldn't be hard either. After all, he had already been one in a past life.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, join my Discord community, hire me on Fiverr, or help support me by becoming a patron for as little as $3 a month. Regardless of tier, all patrons get early access to every single episode. The links are in the description. I don't have the talent it takes to write a skip. All I do is read. Original authors make this podcast possible, so credit to the original author. Their link's in the description. Show them some love as well. Consider becoming a member of the SCP Wiki. Upvote their work, and maybe write a skip of your own. Maybe I'll read it here someday. You never know if you never try. The content of this podcast and content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0, and all concepts originate from scpwiki.com and its authors. This recording, being derived from this content, is hereby also released under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0.